This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. government shutdown is looking inevitable for Sunday as the Senate and House of Representatives remain at odds over the size of its budget for the next 12 months. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said that the State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown this weekend.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for the fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans make up the majority in the House. Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron says grief-stricken mourners attended a crowded memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Handaniya as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
Reuters Edward Barron reporting there. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A suspected suicide bomb exploded near a mosque at a rally celebrating the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in southwest Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 34 people, wounding dozens more, according to police and government officials. Muslims in Pakistan and around the world celebrate the birthday of Islam's prophet by holding public gatherings. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said relations between Russia and South Sudan were developing intensively. We get more on the story from VOA's Kim Lewis.
Speaking at a meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir in Moscow, Putin noted Russia was one of the first countries to recognize the sovereignty and independence of South Sudan. Kiir said he was happy for the warm welcome and stressed that he was in Moscow as an opening to work together in the future.
I'm happy for the warm welcome that has been given to us with my delegation.
The meeting took place as the Kremlin seeks more allies amid the military campaign in Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The United Auto Workers Union is threatening to expand its strike against Detroit's three automakers. The union said additional walkouts will take place at noon today without serious progress in contract talks. The union went on strike September 14th when it couldn't reach agreements on new contracts, partly over pay, with Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. The actors' union, SAG-AFTRA, will resume negotiations with major studios Monday in hopes of resolving a strike that has been going on since July. We'll get more on the story from AP correspondent, entertainment correspondent, that is, Marjorie Zaraleta.
SAG-AFTRA leaders say several studio executives will attend the talks next week. The executives also were part of negotiations last week with striking screenwriters, which helped end that strike. Writer Matthew Weiner, who has worked on Mad Men and The Sopranos, says it's great to get back to work, but the actors are still needed to tell the stories.
We can't do anything with the actors, but there's always 6 or 8 weeks before a show starts where we're just writing anyway.
Actors on the picket line say they're hopeful that the resolution of the Writers Guild of America strike means the end is near for their strike. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Taiwan's president launched the self-governing island's first domestically made submarine Thursday for testing after 7 years of design and construction and increasingly aggressive moves by China. China considers the island its own territory. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.